Hi, it's Andrew from The Foolish Couple. We created the Focal Academy to guide and mentor people to achieve true health and healthy relationships through nutrition, exercise, mindset, and lifestyle changes. Today, I want to talk about my personal experience with my 5-day water fast. It's easy to coaching others to do something, but unlike some other coaches, we practice what we teach and give you our real life results and experiences. Last week, after we published our water fasting blog series, I had several friends and clients who swore that water fasting over 5 days is impossible and that I would not survive the first day on water only, let alone over 5 days. Some of those concerns that they brought up were, you will have no energy to do anything and will end up being a couch potato. You will pass out. You will have indigestion. You will lose muscle tone. You have brain fog, you have headaches, you'll be irritable. And the last one that's really funny to me is you will have no bowel movements. Wow. Now you know me, I love taking challenges. I usually do water fasting for only 2-3 days a month and have personally not done a full 5-day water fast myself. Minna has done it once to disprove their claims 3 weeks ago when I was away with family, but that just wasn't enough evidence for them. After all, maybe she can do it and other people couldn't. To prove them all wrong, I decided to start my own 5-day water fast last Sunday night and ended yesterday night. To go one step further, I recorded all my metrics from day 1 to day 5, along with before and after selfies. Everyone likes photographic proof, right? Here are my metrics before I started my water fast. I was 161.8 pounds. My body fat was at 21%. My lean body mass was 119.2 pounds. My BMI was 24.5. I had a waist circumference of 34 inches. My move calories, according to my Apple Watch, was 1,067 calories. My blood pressure was 123 over 82. My fasting blood glucose was 101 milligrams per deciliter, and my ketones were 0. During my 5-day water fast, these are the things that I noticed. On day 1, it was relatively easy. I drank about 16 cups of water throughout the day. I felt a little less energy than usual, but otherwise, I didn't really have any side effects per se. Day 2 is when we attended a full day Facebook conference, so we're out most of the day. During that day, I felt my belly growling, objecting to me not feeding my tummy, especially when there was food everywhere and Facebook was giving out free lunches. I drank about 20 cups of water throughout the day, watching people eat. I felt a slight headache in the evening that came and passed quickly. I didn't even need to take any painkillers for that. But mentally, I didn't want to put just anything into my mouth. So it did take some willpower to stop myself from eating. According to Minna, I was a little bit more irritable than usual. Not that I'm not irritable at all normally, right? And I did feel that I did not have much energy to do my daily exercise routines, which usually includes a mile and a half walking in the morning, an hour of tennis, swimming about 20 laps, and then weight training and yoga. On day 3, I didn't feel hungry anymore. This came as a real surprise, even to me. I actually felt pretty darn good. I definitely felt lighter and felt quicker on my feet. I drank about 20 cups of water throughout that day. My energy levels was close to before I fasted, and I was able to do all my normal exercise and activities easily. Now here's the surprise. On day 4, I felt fantastic. My energy level was higher than usual, and I was able to do more than my usual exercise and activities. Minna has told me that on day 4, that's when she really felt like she was a new person. And now I understood what she meant. I drank about 24 cups of water that day. Day 5, I continued to feel great. I still had very high energy levels, and I drank about 20 cups of water. So, After 5 days, here are my results. Then my results may actually surprise some of you. The fact is, when your body and your digestive system is given time to rest and heal, your body can do some amazing things. And it can really heal your body like no medicine or medical procedure can. Over the last 5 days of my water fasting, I lost 6.9 pounds of weight, almost 7 pounds, 2.4% of body fat. I gained 0.5 pound of muscle, which is about 3.6% muscle mass. My BMI was lowered. I lost 1.5 inches around my waist, and I was easily able to double the active calories of my normal exercise routines as shown on my Apple Watch. My last 2 days of exercise routines included 1.5 miles of walking every morning, tennis for an hour, swimming for 20 minutes, and badminton for 3 hours straight. I did all this with consistent blood pressure readings and nothing to fuel me, but just water. Imagine that, no carbs, no breads, nothing. Now, you may be wondering why I measured the last two metrics, my fasting glucose and my ketone levels. I noticed that my body is slightly insulin tolerant and rely on carbs for energy. My initial blood fasting glucose is 101 milligrams per deciliter. Doctors would tell you that 101 is a great number and there's nothing to worry about. What they don't usually tell you is that a number of 100 to 125 is a sign of pre-diabetes. My usual number is 106 to 114, so I'm usually pre-diabetic with my normal diet. And let me tell you, my diet is pretty darn good. I was able to cut that number down to 101 because I took out all the simple carbs from my diet 1 week before my water fast. And it still wasn't enough to bring the number over the pre-diabetes range. The other number is ketones, which was zero. Ketones measure your body's ability to use fat as energy. In my case, I had none. However, as you can see on my last day of reading, I was able to lower my fasting glucose to 69, which falls into a normal range of 60 to 99 milligrams per deciliter. Did you know that over 60% of the US population has their fasting glucose higher than the normal range? And my ketone number showed 6.5, which means my body was finally able to burn fat as an alternative energy source. And that means my body now is a hybrid engine. It can burn both carbs as an energy source, like most people can, and it can also burn fats when carbs are not available. This explains the added boost of energy I experienced over the 4th and 5th day of my water fast, and a burn of almost 2.5% body fat without any muscle loss. In fact, I even gained muscle mass. All in all, this 5-day water fast was a total success. Not only did I not die or pass out, I actually came out a brand new person and I felt much better than ever. For those who are interested, here is a before and after picture from my 5-day water fast. Not bad for a diet that gains muscle, loses weight, loses body fat, that doesn't cost you a penny. I hope this will encourage you to try a water fast yourself. I suggest you either do a day alternating fast, if you don't think you can do a full 5-day fast, or go all in for best benefits and results for a full 5-day water fast. Till next time, love what you live and live what you love.